be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We'll come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. But the word you hear is not mine, but of the Father who sent me. I've told you this while I'm with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You've heard me tell you I'm going away and will come back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you this before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be in God's house this morning. Amen?
Amen.
It's a blessing. Every Sunday is a blessing, but the great spirit we feel in our church this morning, we give God our praise and thanks for all that God has done for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We heard in that second reading today that Mr. Raheem read for us so beautifully about this holy city. And so as we come into this house, this holy place, let us ask for God's blessings upon us, that the word that's been proclaimed may be preached as God desires today. So why don't we pray this morning? I invite you to and ask for your blessings and prayers upon me who need that today especially. Let us pray. Oh, loving God, we thank you in this month of May, this month of spring, this month of celebrations for all you've done for us. You deserve the praise and the thanks just because you are God. So, loving God, bless us today. Bless me today, Lord, that as weak and sinful as I am, your word may come through me and be a blessing to somebody else. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's amazing how if you watch the news or listen to the news or read the news, how much bad news is out there. Maybe something's wrong with me, but all these tornadoes and hurricanes, all the things that are happening in the environment, it's kind of sad, isn't it, at times? It can pull you down. And if you are someone who is interested in politics, God knows there's not a whole lot of good news. We elect women and men to go and to represent the concerns of the people. And yet they get stuck in gridlock and name-calling and all the nastiness we hear and experience of those who claim to be political leaders. Bad news. And certainly, especially throughout these warmer days, the increased amount of violence that exists. Because more folks are on the street and folks just don't know how to control themselves sometimes. Bad news. Bad news. Well, this week, a story that kind of touched my heart today, this week. It gave me inspiration and motivated me. It's a story that's on the front cover of the church bulletin today. It is of the commencement speaker for Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. If you've not heard about it, Robert Smith is a billionaire. In fact, he is one of the wealthiest black men in our country. Done very well in life, the tech industry. Yet he decided to, as he was a speaker at Morehouse this year, to do something incredible, huh? To pay the college debt of the class of 2019 in its entirety. And I believe, if it's true, he also challenged those young men to do the same. Maybe they don't have $40 million as he does, but that culture of giving back, that culture of generosity, that culture of philanthropy. And as someone who ministers in a college space, it touched my ear as good news. What a tremendous gift given to those young men at Morehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. And specifically for me, this is just me speaking. I'm a black man. And for me to see and experience a black man giving back to his community touched my heart specifically. So oftentimes, especially in education experiences, we've been beneficiaries of people who are not African American. Thank God they've done that. But how good it is for someone who's been blessed to pass on the blessings to his own community. I don't know how y'all feel about that today, but for me, that was an experience of good news. He did not have to do that. But recognizing that it is oftentimes African-American students in college, many of whom are first generation, who struggle, who leave college with a huge debt, which weighs them down for making the next chapter of their life real. Anybody with me this morning? You know what I'm talking about this morning? The reality of that? I pray there are more people like Robert Smith. Maybe you don't have $40 million. I know I don't. But it challenged me, and hopefully it challenges all of us, what can I do to bring good news to our world? St. Augustine said something I love so much. Great quote. Listen to this. In life, take only what you need and leave the rest for somebody else. You see, some of us like this hookup culture, to get as much as you can. But Augustine says, take what you need and leave the rest for somebody else. Or mom would say, take one pork chop. And if there's leftovers, come back. Take one and leave for somebody else. That's good news, church. In the midst of so much mess in our world today, that's good news. You see, if we're not trying to help our young black men and black ladies walk like they got somewhere to go with a college degree, we have no reasons to complain when we see them acting the fool. There's a young man named Tyreek, who graduated Newman. I know Tyreek because he's come to my office many times. You see, his father was killed in the streets of Southwest. His brother as well. He knows violence far more than I do, who could be his pop. He failed out. Did not have money, lived on the street, went to community college, came back and walked down that aisle with his newborn son with a college degree. Y'all ain't with me this morning. I talk about trying to do something right. Thank God that people like Mr. Smith. But as great as that story is, as inspiring as it is, it can't compare to the good news and the gift that Jesus offers to us Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. That's good news. You see, this is the ultimate good news. This is our basic instructions before we leave Earth. This is our guidepost. This is our constitution. This is what we use. This is good news. And if you know Jesus, your generosity and your blessings flow. The good news we celebrate throughout this resurrection season is that Jesus Christ is risen. For some folks, what you start, that was 6 weeks ago. No. In our tradition, we continue to sing, hallelujah. Let the holy anthem rise. We continue to sing, lift the Savior up, he's worthy to be praised. We continue to sing, let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. We continue to sing, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus Christ is risen, it changes everything for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. It's a different way we walk and talk and live our lives. And even when confusion and conflict come, as it did in that first reading, once again, if you've stayed in Acts, you've heard once again all the mess that stirs up in church. Because anytime you got folks together, you're going to have potential for drama. But not here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. We don't have those problems here. Other churches. But you can stay. You follow the law. You're one of us, and you're not. Even back then, making up rules, regulations to exclude, you would think we would have gotten the message today, and we still don't get it. We don't get it. But they confronted the problem. They confronted the difficulty because of Christ. The gift, the good news, don't think just because you are Christian, you won't have problems. In fact, if you're truly living the gospel, you will have problems. Because oftentimes the word and the world are at odds. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? But the good news is Jesus is risen, and he's always in the gift-giving business. Not for show. Not for someone to say, look how good you are. Just because it's the very nature of God, who is good, who is mercy, who is kindness, who is love, who is compassion, all wrapped up into one. As Jesus is about to leave, his season is coming to a conclusion. Everyone has a season. You may not know the fullness of it, but you won't live forever. Nothing lasts forever but God. But God. Jesus knew his earthly life was coming to a close. And he says, I'm about to leave you, but I'm going to give you a gift. Some good news. You going to pay our debts off? No. We have a big old dinner? No. It's better than that. I give you peace. Peace. But wait a minute, church. My Bible says, peace I leave you. My peace, I give you. But stay with me. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. You see, in prayer this week, I've been stuck on that verse. What do you mean? It means that the Jesus peace, the Christian peace, is different than what the world offers you. You see, I'm so satisfied with my Savior. He means more to me than anything this world can offer. I decided to make Jesus my choice. I decided to follow Jesus. And when you do that, that peace, oh, church, it's not the worldly peace. I know some folks who get their peace by smoking and drinking. You got quiet now, didn't you? Oh, I better sit down now. Let's be honest. That's how some of us medicate ourselves. That's how we do it. I know a person that does that. Life is so, you know, stressful. I got to do this to chill out. It's called addiction. I know people to get their peace by all kind of stuff of this world. Folks will go out and shop. I won't look at anybody right now. Don't have any money. Credit's maxed out. But to get their peace by shopping and buying things they really can't afford. But I feel at peace. And what about our modern addiction today that many of us have? Our phones, our social media. Some of us can't get through mass because at this moment, you're on your phone. I see it. But more importantly, how about your teacher?
Amen.
God sees everything. So way back in 2019, you didn't really give me praise. Well, you have to understand, Lord, it was kind of like, you know. Are we so tied into our technology, our social media? We can't listen and pay attention in worship. I was on the metro a few weeks ago, making sure I got off on the right line, red line, blue line, gray line. And in comes this woman, I'm assuming it was her child, with a little baby. And this baby was acting the fool. Now, none of our babies do that. But you know how some children, but they got an audience, they know they got an audience? And this poor lady was trying to get to her next stop, and the baby just would not be quiet. So I just sat there and watched the whole story. And he screamed and screamed and screamed some more. And finally the mother, I guess it was the mother, she gave the baby a book. And the baby threw it at her face. I said to myself, you're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn today. But threw it right back in her face. I'm like, wow. I missed my stop trying to figure out how this story's gonna fit. I gotta see this, you know. I mean, Miss Faye, we ain't going out like that. Anyway, But she gave the child the phone. So sight, sound, touch, it was complete calm. But that's not the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus, church, is knowing you have a relationship with him. It's spending time with Jesus. It's sometimes just being quiet and being in his presence. He looks at me, I look at him. Because when you love someone, you gotta say a whole lot. Just to be in her presence, his presence. It's spending time. Because the most fundamental reason why you come to church, yes, to socialize, yes, to your friends, all that's important, but to draw closer in your relationship with Christ. If you don't have that, church, you will not have the peace as he describes today. That's good news. That's the gift the world can't give you and the world can't take from you. That's peace. That's the peace of Jesus. And when you have that kind of peace, when the world comes at you, and it does, when the folks talk about you, and they might, when people throw all kinds of nasty things at you, when you find yourself, you've been betrayed, you've been had, hoodwinked, whatever it may be, the devil is busy. The devil is a liar. The devil dresses up and has a lot of things to say, but give it time. Because peace will endure in that relationship. And when you have that, all you need to ask God to do is order my steps. Wash my tongue. Guide my feet in his word. And allow God to be God in your life. And you'll find yourself, whether you get a write-off or not, you get a gift or not, you've got your gift. God's been good to you. God has blessed you. And keep on keeping on giving over the good news that is Jesus. Amen. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing. Father, I pray, order my steps in your word.